Blog Talk Radio.
But just in case I don't make it, tell them about Black Plight Jacob. It goes cloud by day, fire by night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The books were open, the judges just in the right. What the heathens know about Black Plight? Lucifer trying to sit high as a satellite. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say a big boom created all life. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They try to change time from day in the night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say y'all son is named J. Christ. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The scriptures got us black, but the pictures paint us white. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They took Israel and switched them to Ishmaelites. Now you know they don't know about Black
Plight. Let's see what we can learn here. And we're going to see if this is the truth, because if it is the truth, it's consistent with the words of the Most High. Because that's how we learn what truth is.
Hallelujah. All praises to the mighty Elohim, the great creator and the only savior of Israel in the world, Yahweh, the Most High. Praise the mighty Yah. And shalom. Welcome to the Black Plight Radio Show. I'm your host, Ishya Yisrael. I'm the Moray of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you Yahweh's true message. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to glorify the Most High by speaking about true salvation, because there's too many false prophets in our midst teaching about this thing called JC. And we need to glorify Yahweh as often as possible and to speak on his true salvation. So we'll deal with that this night. And before we get into this show, we're going to play a song by Eliah Yisrael entitled Serve Yahweh.
Praise Yah, praise Yahweh Elohim, man. For his mercy endure forever and ever. It's all about seeking his face, you dig?
No doubt.
So I'ma seek his face, you dig?
I won't be envious against the wicked, because I serve Yah. You can boast about your money while I boast about my Yah. Elohim is king, I'm forever bowed down at his goodness. If Christ is the truth, then tell me why my people run the curses. My people praying to the same God of their enemy. Just cause we don't hang on trees don't mean that they a friend of me. Walking in integrity, praying to my heavenly. If you wanna make it to the land, I got the recipe. Keep all the laws of Yahweh Elohim. If you ain't about this righteousness, you can't ride with my team. I'm a law reimpin, making the difference between the clean and the unclean. Yeah, I gotta do my thing, I can't handle fools around me. Now Tyler told me that fools will get you killed, Ariel told me that. Must control your spirit, Ish, Israel told me that. Serve no other God, Elisha told me that. All the trust in Yahweh Elohim. Curses the man who is evil, I can't stand a wicked man. Serving Yahweh is my joy, Proverbs are my closest friend. I look unto all my fathers, Jacob, Isaac, Abraham. Surely he scorned at the scorners, but give grace unto the lowly. I want to be holy, I fear Yahweh the only savior. Keep it gutter, love my brother, honor mama dukes. And we yell hallelujah, Yahweh with my truth. Just in all white we keep the law, Elkanah he teach the law. Genesis through Malachi, so you know we got a ball. Going against all the odds, wisdom is the principle. Make the wise the simple, though the law Yah converts the soul. This is not a fairy tale, but Christ, he is a fairy tale. The law of Yah will save your life. Free yourself out of jail. Free yourself out of hell. Free yourself from the pain. All those that wait on Yahweh shall not be ashamed. Put a sign on my
my hand. I read his laws every day, I follow all his commands. I talk to them when I sit, I talk to them when I rise, I talk to them when I walk, I talk to them when I lie down. Praise Yah Elohim because he true, bless his laws, all the truth. I thought that you knew that there ain't no other God beside of me. Did it alone, talking about the heavens where he was. He sits on the throne of goodness. Who measured the heavens with a span? Comprehended the dust, split the oceans with his hand. Look, he dead feet, he blind. Open up your mind, if you put your trust in Yah, everything will be fine. Remember Yah, we in his power, we boast in his name. Each and every hour, sunrise down to the same. The wicked is an abomination, don't come my way. The wicked Yah will make desolation, don't come my way.
Soul and your heart, seek his righteous word and his law. He will surely hear you when you call. Serve Yahweh.
Hallelujah. All praises to the mighty Yah. And this is exactly what we're going to be teaching on this night, serving Yahweh. Because in Yahweh is true salvation. I know and I hear all the rhetoric that goes on in the earth today concerning the saints of the Most High, that there is no such thing as an Israelite. There is no such thing as a child of Yahweh, and that the Holy Scriptures are a false book, a book of fairy tales and lies, a book that has been taken from the ancient scrolls of the Egyptian and Mesopotamian and alienistic writings. I've heard all this talk, and the only thing I have to say about it is that they are the ones that are lying. The foolish say there is no Elohim, but we, the sons and daughters of Yah, know that Yah is the only true and living God. There is no other Elohim besides Yah, for he is the only Savior, the only lawgiver, the only Redeemer, the only Judge, and again, the only Savior of Israel and the entire world, to magnify his holy and righteous name. Because Yahweh is one, and there is none else. So to all those that do not believe in the mighty Elohim, the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is, I challenge you this night, and I will challenge you as long as I have breath, and the Almighty has sent us to challenge the earth, to say, and bring forth thy witnesses. Let us hear them so that we may know that it is truth. Yahweh said he has called his servants from the womb so that we may glorify him. And we're asking those that think that the Most High is a lie to prove themselves. Call your ministers and your teachers. Call your pastors and your bishops. Call your reverend and the popes. Call all your leaders. Call them now. Call all your sorcerers and your magicians. Just call them and tell them to call 323-443-7418. Get on the phone lines. Get on the internet. And let us know how we're serving a lie. Prove it to us. Show us this lie that we are doing. And until you do so, I'm going to show the earth the lie that has been taking our people astray for hundreds of years. Let's go to the book of 1 John, the third chapter, and we're going to see lies exposed tonight. 1 John, the third chapter, start reading in the first verse.
It reads, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that have this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law.
Now you see, the New Testament is letting you know that sin is transgression of the law. Sin is transgression of the law. They're claiming that they're sons of the Most High. And if you transgress, if you commit sin, you transgress the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. Who was manifested? Who is this he that was manifested to take away our sins? You read in the New Testament, there's only one person they're going to tell you that was manifested to take away your sins. Who is this person? You know they're talking about Christ. He said, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. Go ahead.
And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him.
So now you are hearing that whosoever abideth in this false idol, this deity, as Moray Alicia used to say, this hippie on a stick, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. And whosoever sins has not seen him, neither knoweth him. Now, hold this and go to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. And we're going to see how this lie is exposed. Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. And we're going to hear from the wisest man that has ever placed his feet upon the earth, because you know he's much wiser than John. Who's John? But we're about to hear from Solomon, a man that Yahweh gave wisdom to, that he gave to no other person. And if we go to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, start reading at the 20th, or start reading at the 19th verse.
It reads, wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. For there is not a just man upon earth.
There is not a just man, a righteous man. There is not a right man. Somebody that is right, that keeps the law of Yahweh, that knoweth the 10 commandments and upholds them, that does not do evil to his neighbor. There is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and what?
Sinneth not.
And sinneth not. That's letting us know every person on earth sins, even the just, even the just. So what is John letting you know? Whoever abides in him sinneth not. So you must be dead, because the dead cannot do anything. The dead cannot praise Yah, and the dead cannot curse the Most High. They can't do anything because they're dead. So if you abide in Christ, you must be dead. You have to be. Because John said, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. And if thou sinneth, then you don't know him. So I guess nobody knows this Christ. Nobody knows him because everybody sins. He had a pastor in Georgia that just got convicted for sleeping with women, and he got convicted for aggravated HIV. Because he got HIV and he's sleeping with women with eight, and he has HIV and not letting them know. Passing on the disease. How is that a person that's supposed to be a servant of Christ? That is not even sensible. Call up Al Sharpton on Monday on Keeping It Real and ask him if he sins. Call up T.D. Jakes and ask him if he sins. Call up these big-time preachers and ask them if they sin. You know Jesse Jackson sinned. They put his sin all over the national, international news. You know, what's his name? Eddie Wrong. You know he sinned. They put his garbage all over the news. So if you're serving Christ and these are the people who you call your leaders, you know they are sinners, and the scriptures that they teach you let you know that if you sin, you don't know them. So why are you listening to a person that's sinning? They don't know Christ. Thus saith the New Testament. But we're going to go even further because we need to know. We need to show, and those that are seeking the Most High need to hear, what is true salvation? Go to the book of Matthews, if you will, the 12th chapter of Matthews, and we're going to need to start reading around the 38th verse. Let me see if that's exactly what I want here. Matthews chapter 12, yes, we're going to start reading at verse 38.
It reads, "Then certain men of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. And he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah."
I'm sorry. That's not where I wanted to go. Go to verse 31.
It reads, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men."
Now listen to what the Christ of the New Testament just let you know. If you are a person that has not known spirituality, you might have done all kind of crazy and wild things in your life. You might have done all and said all kind of stuff. Christ is letting you know. He said, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin," that means everything, "all manner of sin and blasphemy," in addition to everything, "all manner of blasphemy shall be forgiven to men." Now you're going to see somebody that double talks. This is what you're about to read some double talk. Double talk is when you say, "Man, I got it. Everything's cool. I'll pay for it all." And then you say, "But you got to pay for that." That's double talk. So we're about to read about some double talk here. And it says, "All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven to men." He forgot to tell you that if you blaspheme this so-called Holy Ghost, you cannot be forgiven. Now, how is the Christ of the New Testament, how is the salvation that he teaches greater than the salvation that Yahweh has given the world and especially the salvation that Yahweh has given to his people first. How is this salvation greater? When he double talks and then lets you know, if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you will never be forgiven. It don't matter what you do. If you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you cannot be forgiven. His mercy does not extend to that offense. Well, let's look in Psalms, the 136th division. Let's look there and see what it states in Psalms 136. Start reading verse 1. Psalms 136, verse 1.
Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh.
Give thanks to Yahweh, not to Christ. Not to the Christ of the New Testament, but give thanks unto Yahweh.
For he is good.
Christ lets you know that he wasn't good. When a man came to him and said, good master, Christ said, why are you calling me good? There's only one good. And that's Yahweh, as it states right here. Give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Because his mercy endures forever. Christ teaches about a mercy that only extends up until you get to blaspheming the Holy Ghost. His mercy don't endure past that. He said, I can't forgive that. But Yahweh said his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2.
Oh, give thanks unto the Elohim of Elohims, for his mercy endureth forever.
And that's why Christ cannot forgive you for blaspheming the Holy Ghost, because he's just a little guy. He doesn't have all the power. He doesn't have all the mercy. He don't have none of it, as a matter of fact, because he's fake. He's nothing but a Marvel comic character, Mr. Stretch, or the Black Panther, or Wolverine, or something like that. He's just not real. So his mercy don't endure for anything. But Yahweh is the Elohim of all your power. He is the power of your power. He's the power generator. And his mercy endure forever. Keep reading.
Oh, give thanks to the Master of Masters, for his mercy endures forever.
Yah is the master of all masters. If you got a master, Yahweh's his master. If you got any master anywhere on any part of this earth in the universe, Yahweh is his master. And so their mercy might not endure. Their kindness and their blessings might not give you everything you need, but Yahweh will, because he is the top and the only true master. Keep reading.
To him who alone does great wonders.
Nobody else does great wonders. Nobody else does great wonders. Do you understand what you're reading? Nobody else does great wonders. Not HARP from the government weather system. Not the Russians. Not the Chinese. Not anybody else. Nobody does great wonders. For him alone who doeth great wonders. For his mercy endure forever. Yahweh is the only one that does great wonders. That's the only one. For his mercy endure forever. Go ahead.
To him that by wisdom made the heavens.
Christ didn't make the heavens. All these Babylonian and Mesopotamian and Akkadian deities didn't make the heavens. These Egyptian and Kemetian deities didn't make the heavens. None of these gods made the heavens, and they couldn't have made it. And these so-called alien deities that had to make a little man to help them make stuff didn't make the heavens, because Yah's wisdom, with his wisdom. Do you see what that stated? It says, to him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endure forever. Go ahead.
To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever.
And to him that made great lights,
for his mercy endures forever.
See, he made great lights. So all these people that say they scientists and they got 15 doctor degrees and they be mixing atoms and all making all these supercomputers and having computers that's about a gigaflop big and all this stuff they talk about in their books, and they tell you that the sun is the only light in the sky except for the stars. And the moon don't have no light of its own. But Yahweh made great lights, and one of the great lights is the moon. But these scientists will tell you that that's a lie. But Yahweh know what he talking about, and he made great lights, and his mercy endured forever. He made the sun to rule by day, but yet people are telling you that Yahweh did not make the sun to rule by day because the day begins at night. That's what they'll let you know. That's what the heathen, and that's what your brother and your sister will let you know. The day begins at night, even though Yahweh said that he made the sun to rule by day. So if the sun rules by day, then how can you say that a day begins in the nighttime? Or even when the sun is going down, how can you say that the sun rules by day, but you call in the night the beginning of a day? But Yahweh never said this. Yahweh has not ever given you a scripture, not one word, not one word at all to lead you to believe that the day begins in the evening. Never. We're just dealing with people that lack understanding. And Yah's mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt and all his firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought Israel out from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. This is Yahweh that doeth all of these things. And he doesn't tell you that if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, that you cannot be saved. Now let's go to the book, if you don't mind. To the book of Ezekiel, our featured chapter for this night's show. Let's go here, and we're going to start reading at the first verse of Ezekiel 18.
It reads, "The word of Yah came unto me again, saying, What mean you that you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, saith Yahweh, Elohim, you shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the father, so also the soul of the son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die."
Heard what he said? He said, the soul that sins, it shall die. Think about that. The soul that sins, it shall die. Didn't Christ die? Didn't Muhammad die? Didn't all these other great so-called leaders die? Didn't Haile Selassie die? Yes, they did. But yet and still people worship them. The soul that sins, it shall die. Go ahead.
"But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and have not eaten upon the mountains, neither have lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither have defiled his neighbor's wife, neither have come near to a mistress woman, and have not oppressed any, but have restored to the debtor his pledge, have spoiled none by violence, have given his bread to the hungry, and have covered the naked with a garment. He that have not given forth upon usury, neither have taken any increase, that have withdrawn his hand from iniquity, have executed true judgment between man and man, have walked in my statutes, and have kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just. He shall surely live, saith Yahweh Elohim."
He is just. Now, then we read in Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, the 20th verse, that there is no just man on earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So even though he is this good of a person, as Yahweh has just explained to us, he is a just man walking in the statutes and keeping Yah's judgments and dealing truly. A person that does not oppress people. A person that does things that are lawful and right. He is just. But you know what? There's not a just man on earth that sinneth not. And since that's the case, you can't fit the criteria of 1 John, the 3rd chapter around the 6th verse or 5th verse, where it said, he that abideth in him, which is Christ, sins not. But he that sinneth doesn't know him. Nobody knows Christ if you sin. But Yahweh lets you know this just man, this righteous man, he is one that's going to live because he keeps the law of Yah. Verse 10.
If he beget a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that does delight to any one of these things, and that does not any of those duties, but even have eaten upon the mountains and defiled his neighbor's wife, have oppressed the poor and needy, have spoiled by violence, have not restored the pledge, and have lifted up his eyes to the idols, have committed abominations.
And when you lift up your eyes to idols, don't you know that's just as bad as what Christ is saying if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost? Don't you know when you lift up your eyes to idols, you is worse than blaspheming the Holy Ghost, because there's no such thing to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. So when you lift up your eyes to idols, you are just defaming the name of Yah. And you're saying how much you despise Yahweh. He said if you lift up your eyes to idols and has committed abomination, has given forth upon usury, and has taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. He has done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Go ahead.
Now, lo, if he beget a son that see all his father's sins which he have done, and considereth and does not such like, that have not eaten upon the mountains, neither have lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, have not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither have oppressed any, have not withholden the pledge, neither have spoiled by violence, but have given his bread to the hungry, and have covered the naked with a garment, that have taken off his hands from the poor, that have not received usury nor increase, have executed my judgments, have walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live.
Now, he's not going to die for the iniquity of his father. He's not going to die for the iniquity of his father. But Christ, the doctrine of Christianity, and the doctrine even in Egyptology, or whatever you want to call this religion from Egypt, from Kemet, from Ham, and this religion from Mesopotamia, the Sumerian religion, whatever you want to call these religions in the Hindu faith and throughout the world, because they all have the same stuff. They have deities that die for them. They have sons that die for the fathers. But it said that he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live. Keep reading.
As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good amongst his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquity.
Yet say ye, why does not the son bear the iniquity of the father? When the Son has done that which is lawful and right, and has kept all my statutes, and has done them, he shall surely live. Verse 20.
The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son.
Now what does that say about Christ then? Didn't Christ come to die for the sins of the world? Hold this and go back to 1 John for a minute. Back to 1 John. It says in 1 John, in the 5th verse of the 3rd chapter of 1 John.
It says, and ye know that he was manifested to take away our sin, and in him is no sin.
Now, you got this liar telling you that somebody came to take away your sin. But the words of Yahweh is telling us, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Father shall not be put to death for the sons, neither shall the sons be put to death for the fathers. But this liar, 1 John, liar, is telling you that somebody came to take away your sins. Look in the book, I believe, of Matthew. Yeah, that's where we want to go. Satan Matthew to the 26th chapter. Start reading in the 27th verse.
Reads, and he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it.
Drink all of this.
For this is my blood of the New Testament.
Become a vampire. Become a vampire now. Drink all of Christ's blood and become a vampire. For this is the New Testament. Mm-hmm.
Which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
So my blood is shed for many for the remission, the forgiveness of sins. Out of his own lying mouth, he's letting you know that he believes that his blood being shed is for the remission of all your sins. He's a liar because he said that he came to do his Father's work when Yahweh, who's everybody's Father, and especially this guy's father, as much as he tried to proclaim he comes from the Most High, he's lying on his father, saying that he came to die for your sins. Now, you go back to Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, in the verse that we were reading, which is 20, and it's stated that the Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, neither shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But, now look here, now we're about to get into some true salvation. Verse 21.
But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he have committed.
Now let's stop. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed. Now, if you're a Christian, if you've been taught for years upon years that Christ is your Savior and that he is the one that will save you from your sins, we should expect to see the greatest indication to serve Christ right now, because this is talking about what the wicked should do when they turn from their sin. We need to see if Christ is real. We should see that it should say if the wicked turn from them sin, their sin, it should talk about Christ. I just know that's what it should be talking about. And if it's not talking about Christ, then we have a very big problem. We have a very large problem because somebody is lying. Keep reading. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed
and keep all my statutes.
Whoa. All my statutes? Hold on. It don't say nothing about and call on JC. It said keep all my statutes and what else?
And do that which is lawful and right.
Keep the Ten Commandments. Keep the Sabbath day. Don't have any idols. Don't call on nobody else but Yah. Honor your father and your mother, not hate your father and your mother. Love your brothers, not hate them. Resist evil, not accept it. Do that which is lawful and right. He shall what?
Surely live.
He shall surely live. He shall not die. What happened to Christ? Where is he at? He got to be in here somewhere. Keep reading. We're going to find him. Keep reading. Come on. Come on. We know we ain't been lied to for 394 years since 1619. Been over here in the slave graves of America and been told Christ is our Savior. It ain't been a lie for 394 years. Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Martin Luther King, Mega Evers, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. They couldn't all be lying to us, could they? They can't all be lying to us, not they people. This can't be a lie. I know that he's in here. Come on, let's find him. Come on, y'all.
Verse 22. All his transgressions that he have committed.
Uh-oh, you hear that? All his transgressions. I know Christ is about to come up. He about to come up because he talking about all his transgressions now. And Christ is supposed to save us from all of our transgressions. Go ahead. We about to find him. Come on.
They shall not be mentioned.
They shall not be mentioned. They're not going to be mentioned because you know why? Because Christ with the blood has nailed the law to the cross. So we got to read that, ain't we? They shall not be mentioned to him.
In his righteousness that he have done, he shall live.
What happened to Christ? I don't see him. I don't see him. It's talking about righteousness. It's talking about doing the law. It's talking about being circumcised. This is talking about keeping the Sabbath day. This is talking about washing your hands before you eat. This is talking about making sure you don't eat swine and rats and cats and dogs and bats and little muskrats. This is talking about keeping the laws of Yahweh. What's happening? Have we really been lied to? Have we truly been deceived? Come on, there's some more verses in here. I know this cannot be saying what it's saying. Keep reading, verse 23.
Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith Yahweh Elohim, and not that he should return from his ways and live?
What? He said just return from your ways and live? He didn't say get on your knees and swear to Christ? Hold on, come on. Hold on, hold this. Let's go to the book of Philippians. Come on, y'all. Haven't we learned this? Haven't we learned in the churches? I grew up and I went to Faith Baptist Church and they told me this in Philippians. I believe it's Philippians that I want to go to. I can't believe this. I'm astonished. Philippians. I think I want the second chapter of Philippians. What verse do I want, brother?
Verse 5.
Go ahead and read that.
Let this mind be in you.
No, not verse 5. Go to verse 9.
Verse 9. Okay. It reads, wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Mm-hmm.
That at the name of JC, every knee should bow.
Yeah, that's what we learned. That at the name of JC, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that JC is the master to the glory of God the Father. That's what we learned. Now, why is this prophet Ezekiel not saying anything about Christ? Why did he just say that all we got to do is return from our ways and live. Ezekiel must not have known about Christ. Let's read Ezekiel 18:24. Maybe we shortchanging Ezekiel, and he really does know, and he's going to tell us somewhere in this verse. Verse 24. Because this is what we learned in the church, that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear to Christ. That's what we learned. Verse 24 says in Ezekiel 18,
but when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness,
mm-hmm,
and committeth iniquity,
mm-hmm,
and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does,
mm-hmm,
shall he live?
Mm.
All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned, in his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die.
So you saying he going to die for the things he did? Christ not going to come and save him? Verse 25.
Yet ye say, the way of Yahweh is not equal.
And that's what we've been saying. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and dies in them for his iniquity that he has done, shall he die? Again, when the wicked man turns away from his wickedness that he has committed and does that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Do you hear what Yahweh just told? You will save yourself if you do his law. You don't need to call on Christ. You don't need to get on your knees and scream to JC. You don't need to shake, rattle, and roll to JC. You don't need to speak in tongues and talk about JC. You don't need to go to church and give all your money to the pastor to speak on JC. All we got to do is turn from our evil ways and save our soul alive and walk in the ways of Yah, because he considers. And that's what we ain't doing when we go onto the churches. We're not considering. He considers and turns away from all his transgressions that he has committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. This is true salvation. This is true salvation. This is not false salvation, but this is true salvation. Yet says the house of Israel, yet says Faith Baptist Church, yet says First Pentecostal Church, yet says all these churches, the Catholic Church, the Eastern Orthodox Church, all your preachers, they saying that the way of Yah is not equal, O house of Israel. Are not my ways equal and your ways unequal? You want a man to die for you. You want somebody to die for your sins. That's not right. You want to get away with all the bad stuff and then throw somebody else in the fire for you. How is that good? How is that righteous? How is that merciful? How is that just? Therefore will I judge you, O house of Israel. Everyone according to his ways, saith Yahweh Elohim. That's righteous. If you do something, you will get judged for what you do. Why is my son going to get judged for what I have done? He hasn't done what I have done. He's going to get judged for what he has done. That's the way of the Most High. Says Yahweh Elohim, repent and turn yourselves from all your transgression, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make ye a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? He didn't say call on Christ. He didn't say not one thing about Christ. He just said make a new heart and make a new spirit, and you won't die. For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, save Yahweh Elohim. Wherefore turn yourselves and live ye. Just stop going to church. And is Ezekiel the only one that has said this? Can't he be mistaken? Isn't this something that might not be true? Is there somebody else that can confirm what Ezekiel has said? Of course there is, because this is the word of Yah. Go to Isaiah. Go to the book of Isaiah. Go to Isaiah 45, and let's see if Ezekiel is speaking the truth. start reading at verse 19. No, verse 21. Let's just get right to the meat.
It reads, tell you and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who have declared this from the ancient time? Who have told it from that time? Have not I, Yahweh? And there is no Elohim besides me, a just Elohim and a Savior. There is none besides me.
You hear that, all you people that serve these comedic deities? There is no other Elohim beside Yahweh. He is the only one, and he is the only Savior. There is no other deity besides Yah. All you comedic deity worshipers, Egyptologists, Nubians, Sumerian worshiping deities, Akkadian worshiping deities, Hindu worshiping deities, Nordic worshiping deities, all you voodoo worshiping deities, there ain't no other God besides Yahweh. Go ahead.
Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth.
For I am Elohim, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That to me, not to JC, not to the Christ in the New Testament, but unto Yahweh, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say in Yahweh, have I righteousness? Because Yahweh has taught when a day begins and when a night begins. Yahweh has taught what is good for you to eat. Yahweh has taught how to love your brother. Yahweh has taught how to love your wife and your children. Yahweh has taught how to even treat your enemies the right way. Yahweh has taught you how to treat yourself, how to build your house, how to plant your garden, how to do everything for goodness. Yahweh has taught this. So surely shall one say in Yah, have I righteousness and strength? Not JC. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. And Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. So you could talk all the trash you want and say that there is no such thing as an Israelite, and say that there is no such thing as a Yahweh, but we will all be glorified in the Almighty, because he's the only one. And nobody could prove this garbage they talking about when they say that there's been deities before Yahweh tens of thousands of years, when they're basing their dating off of a white man that don't know how to count. You're basing your date system off of a white scientist that just started walking on 2 feet a few hundred years ago, and you're going to listen to him about how long ago the earth was made? This is ridiculous. This is rebellion. This is foolishness. And Yahweh is the only Elohim. You don't want to believe Yahweh. You don't want to trust Yahweh. You don't want to know Yahweh. That's your prerogative. But when you start teaching my people that Yahweh is not truth, I have something to make sure you know, that Yahweh is the only truth, the only Elohim. And I dare anybody on the planet of Earth, I dare anybody that's stationed on the space station or on the moon, or anybody that goes to Mars when they send you, anybody anywhere that life has breath, to challenge me, a servant of Yah, and tell me and prove to me that Yah is not real. Get all your books. Get all everything you got. Bring it all. Go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and let's start reading at the 7th verse. We need to hear what the world has to say. Isaiah 43, verse 7.
It reads, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory.
And that's what Yahweh called and created me and Israel for his glory. He didn't create anybody else for his glory but the children of Israel. And if you're not one of Yah's chosen, tough. Don't get mad. Get glad that you can become a servant of the Creator by listening to the words of Yah and by keeping his laws, by becoming circumcised, by keeping the Ten Commandments, by keeping the Sabbath day, by knowing that David, King David, is Yah's true Messiah, by knowing that there's a covenant with day and a covenant with night, by knowing that Yahweh has given us a new covenant that we will inherit when we return home. When you follow his laws, you also can become one of his chosen people in the sense of that you will be able to be saved. Whether you're an Israelite or not, you can be saved. But if you are Israelite, you are his peculiar treasure. And it's time for us to wake up and stop listening to these heathens and heathenistic doctrines. Because Yahweh has called us for his glory. Go ahead.
Have formed him. Yea. I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears.
Mm-hmm.
Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who amongst them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth.
Bring forth all your witnesses, all the nations. You hear what Yahweh said? Let all the nations be gathered together. Let all the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. There's no other Savior besides Yah. That's why he doesn't restrict himself to saving you unless you blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Because he's the only Savior. He's the only one. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange Elohim among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, that I am Elohim. And I'm one of Yah's witnesses, and I proclaim that he is the Most High. He is Elohim. He is the only true God. There is none else beside Yah at all. Nowhere but Yah. No one but Yah. Only one true Elohim, the true and living Creator. He is our Savior, and there is none else. If we cannot proclaim this truth, then we're not walking in his truth. But I know it's time for us to start walking in Yah's truth. How are you going to be saved if you don't know the Most High? All this garbage that Christ has given your people and our people for these hundreds of years has done nothing but destroy us. And you know, I told you Christ liked to double talk. So look what he told the people early on. Look what he said early on in the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter. Look here what it states. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
It reads, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Now, you hear what he said. If you do the will of his Father,
Now, the will of the Father has nothing to do with Christ teaches in the New Testament. The will of Yah has nothing to do with Paul has ever spoke. The will of Yah has nothing to do with John and Peter has ever said. The will of Yah has nothing to do with what the revelations teach. The will of Yah has nothing to do with the New Testament. Nothing to do with the book of Matthew. Nothing to do with the book of John and the book of Mark and the book of Luke. The will of Yahweh cannot be found in the New Testament. Christ said, "He that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." Christ don't even know you, because you're not doing the will of the Father which is in heaven, who is Yahweh, and his will can be found in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, the first verse, where it states, "And Elohim spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohim beside me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth." That means take off your crosses off your neck, out your ears, off your car, off your head, off your shirt, off your rings, off your bracelets. Just take them off your walls. Take them off everything. Your little crosses, your pictures of JC, your statues of Christ, your pictures of all your idols, your deities from Egypt, the little sun this, the moon this, the bird idols, the little fishies. Just take them all down and burn them, because he don't want you to make any idols and bow down yourself to them, nor serve them, nor worship them. "For I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, and he visits the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate him. And you show your hate, Yahweh, when you don't keep his commandments. But he shows mercy unto the thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh, thy Elohim, in vain." So stop taking Yah's name in vain. Stop holding Yahweh in light. Yahweh is not to be held lightly, in low esteem, as a low deity, as some low god. But Yahweh is to be held in the highest esteem. He is the greatest Elohim. So don't take Yah's name in vain. "For you not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day," not the seventh, not the sixth night, not the sixth evening, but the seventh day, "is the Shabbat, the Sabbath of Yahweh. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother. Don't hate thy father and thy mother. Honor thy father and thy mother, so that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. Thou shalt not murder. If you keep the commandments of Yahweh, we wouldn't have a problem in Chicago, New York, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Oakland. We wouldn't have this black-on-black crime if we kept Yah's commandment. You won't murder. Al Sharpton won't be running around telling you to vote, but he'd be running around telling you to keep the commandments of don't murder if he was really sent by the Most High. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You wouldn't have these preachers sleeping with everybody's wives and getting shot for sleeping with people's wives if they was teaching the Ten Commandments, because it wouldn't go on if they was called by the Almighty. You wouldn't have adultery going on. Thou shalt not steal. You wouldn't have these preachers robbing everybody for their money and everybody robbing everybody. If these preachers was called by Yah, you wouldn't have an epidemic of thievery in the nation. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You wouldn't have these fools standing up in courts of these so-called courts of law and bearing false witness and just what they call snitching on each other, bearing false witness and getting people killed and standing against our brother's blood. You wouldn't have this going on because the commandments of Yahweh convert the soul. And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thy neighbor's wife, thy neighbor's cattle, ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. We won't have all this jealousy and envy in our neighborhoods if the commandments were being taught. But they're not being taught. What's being taught is that it's okay to covet. It's okay to steal. It's okay to bear false witness. As a matter of fact, Christ teaches you should hate your parents and hate your brother. They teaching murder. They teaching to break the Sabbath. They teaching to hold Yahweh in light esteem and low esteem. They teaching you can have idols, and they're telling you there's somebody else beside Yah. The complete opposite of the commandments is being taught in our communities, and you wonder why we are in the condition that we are in today. It's because true salvation is not being taught. But it is now, and it has been for nearly 50 years since Yahweh sent his prophet, Moreh Elisha, upon the earth. And when he took his prophet from this earth, when he laid him to rest, he didn't leave us with no other servants to glorify his name. He left me. He left Moreh Yeshaya Israel from Raleigh, North Carolina. He left Moreh Elkanah ben Israel from Atlanta, Georgia. Moreh Yosef from Jackson, Mississippi. And Moreh Yehoshua from Jacksonville, Florida, and all the other servants that have learned the truth of Yah from his servant, Moreh Elisha, Yisrael. He has left us all to proclaim the name of Yah and to go out and teach the world who the true Elohim is. And there's no stopping us at all. And we will not stop and cease until Jerusalem become a praise in the earth. Hallelujah. And I would like to give all thanks and praises to the Almighty Creator for giving us this opportunity to magnify his name. And if anybody has any questions or comments that they would like to state today or tonight on the Black Plight Radio Show, and you're already on the phone line, press 1. Or if you're listening by way of internet, the number is 323-443-7418. And let me make this announcement while I have you with me. Next week, March 7th at 7 p.m., don't go to Black Plight Radio Show, but go to Debate Talk for You on Blog Talk Radio. Go to Blog Talk Radio and Debate Talk for You. And look us up, because what we will have is a debate between myself, Isha Yisrael, and another teacher out of the house, I believe it's called the House of Christ. And his name is Hezekiah Yisrael. And this debate will be on the radio program of Debate Talk for You. That's Debate Talk, the number 4, and I believe, yeah, the letter U. Go there. And you will be able to hear us debate, is Christ relevant to our salvation? And the number to call to listen to that debate is 646-716-7320. That's 646-716-7320. Make sure you tune in to Debate Talk for You next week, March 7th, Friday at 7 p.m. to hear myself, Isha Israel, debate Hezekiah ben Israel, and the debate will be, is Christ relevant to our salvation? That's next week at 7 p.m. on Debate Talk for You. And that number one more time is 646-716-7320. Now, if you have any questions or comments tonight, the number is 323-443-7418, 323-443-7418. And if you're on the phone line, you can press 1 and we will take your comments or your questions. If you want to magnify the mighty Yah and confirm the words of his law, then come on and press 1. If you have a question, if you disagree, if you think that what I have spoken tonight has been in error and you would like to set me straight, I welcome it. I would like you to do so. Press 1 if you're on the phone line or call the number 323-443-7418. And I would also like to make another announcement about the great mighty Elohim whose name is Yahweh. Don't you know Abraham asked Yahweh about this issue of people dying for your sins? Go to the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, and you're going to see a very great exchange between Yahweh's friend and Yahweh himself. In the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, let's see, start reading at Genesis chapter 18. We're going to start reading at the 23rd verse.
It reads, "And Abraham drew near and said, Would thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?"
Are you going to destroy a right person, the person that's doing the right thing, along with the wicked? Are you going to string up your only begotten son on a cross next to two evil people that committed evil in the land and let him die next to these two evil people? Are you really going to do that? Are you going to destroy the righteous with the wicked? Go ahead.
"Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that
are
within?"
Are you
going
to destroy the whole city, but there's 50 righteous people in the city? These 50 righteous people turn the other people to righteousness. Are you going to destroy 50 righteous people? If you have 50 people as righteous as your only begotten son, are you going to destroy them? Go ahead.
"That be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked."
That's far from you, Yah, to do something like this, to slay the righteous with the wicked. Why would you do that?
"And that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?"
Shall not the judge of the whole earth do right? Of course he's going to do right. He's the judge of the whole earth. He's not going to slay the righteous with the wicked. And Yahweh said, if I find in the city 50 righteous inside the city of Sodom, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Because Yahweh will not kill the righteous with the wicked. He won't destroy all the righteous with the wicked. He don't do that kind of thing. Go to the book of Exodus, the 32nd chapter. This is a consistent truth through the entire Holy Scriptures. Exodus 32, verse 31.
It reads, "And Moses returned unto Yahweh and said, All this people have sinned a great sin and have made them deities of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of your book which you have written."
You see, Moses was the most meekest man upon the earth, the most faithful man in all of Yah's house. And he said, if you won't forgive their sin, then take me. Take me. Take me in their place. Blot me out of your book. And Yahweh said to Moshe, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. That's who I'm going to blot out of my book. I'm not going to blot you out the book, Moses, and you haven't done anything wrong. I'm going to blot out those that have done something wrong. That's what I'm going to do, because I'm Yahweh, and I'm righteous. But you know what JC says? If you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, I can't forgive you. JC lets you know there's just some things I can't do. And JC lets you know that he came to die for everybody. But Yahweh said that he a liar. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, the 16th verse, and see what it reads.
It reads, "The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin."
You see this? Consistency. You know it's the truth. It's all throughout the book of Yah. But the New Testament is not the book of Yah, so it won't be found in the book of the New Testament, because it is not the book of Yah. I know they have tricked us. They have beguiled us. They have bamboozled us. They have ran us amok. They have put the wool over our eyes. They have tricked us. They have doped us up. They have done thing known to man to make sure we have no idea what is going on. But you know what? Yahweh is better than them. Yahweh is stronger than them. Yahweh has given us better insight than they could ever take from us. Yahweh has opened up our eyes. You cannot have this Christ in your life anymore. Stop going to church. Stop going to church. Close the church doors. Dry up the pastor's building fund. Just stop going to church. Close the doors on Sunday. No church. Come to the house of Israel and learn about the truth. Learn about Yah. Hallelujah. If you have any questions or comments, the number is 323-443-7418. And if you're on the phone line, which many of you are, you can press 1 if you would like to make a comment. I know our show has been quite controversial and an earful. You might want to listen. You might have learned a lot. But if you want to make a comment, now is the time, because we're running out of time. We only have about 10 more minutes to go. So if anybody wants to get their comments in, the number to press is 1, or the number to call is 323-443-7418. And again, just to make sure, if anybody has just joined us and has not heard the announcement for next week, that we will be on Debate Talk for You, hosted by Sal Showtime. I guess that's his name. And the number is 646-716-7320. Call that number next week at 7 p.m. to listen to the debate between myself, Morey Isha Yisrael, and Hezekiah Ben Israel. And the debate we'll be speaking about is Christ relevant to our salvation. The number to call is 646-716-7320 or go to blogtalkradio.com/debate4U and listen to a debate that will definitely prove to be great. We'll see how Yahweh will destroy all naysayers. You'll see how Yahweh will prove that Christ is about as relevant to your salvation as a quarter is to saving your life, which is nothing. You can't save your life with a quarter, and you can't save your life with Christ. So we'll see what the Almighty will bring forth next week. And we do have a person that would like to make a comment, 513 area code. Shalom, you're on the air.
Hey, shalom, shalom, Moreisha. How are you?
Shalom, Elder. How are you doing?
Oh, brother, I'm telling you, I'm doing wonderful on this prep night, getting ready for the Sabbath day tomorrow when the sun rises. And I just want to let you know I've enjoyed this show, and you just, I love that fire. Praise my Yah. Keep that fire coming, brother, because you be telling the truth. Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. We're going to make sure we keep
says,
it coming.
She's second that. Ditto.
Praise the mighty Yah and tell her shalom, Sister Naomi. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh.
Hallelujah. Okay, brother. Take care.
You too.
Love you.
Thanks for calling. Love you too. Shalom.
Shalom.
Also would like to give glory to the Creator, the Most High Yahweh, for blessing his people here in Cincinnati, the House of Israel of Cincinnati. We have a place for you to come to on the Sabbath day, 1907 Vine Street. If you're in Cincinnati and you know about Cincinnati, 1907 Vine Street is downtown over the Rhine. 1907 Vine Street is where the Holy Convocation will be held tomorrow, beginning at 12 p.m. We will go to about 6 p.m., about the time when evening begins. And we're going to be praising the Almighty Yah the whole entire time that we're in the place, because it is the Holy Convocation. And that's what we do, praise the Creator. We learn, we hear great teachings from the teachers there. One of our teachers is More Naphtali Yisrael. He'll be teaching the words of Yahweh, and you'll also hear from myself tomorrow at 1907 Vine Street, the House of Israel, Cincinnati. You can also go online, www.worldgatheringyisrael.org. That's World Gathering Yisrael, Israel spelled with a Y, .org. And you can go and you can click on the House of Israel of Atlanta and click on their live Sabbath broadcast, and you will be able to get to their website and their live Sabbath broadcast and be able to hear their class. I think their class begins at 11 a.m. and you'll be able to listen to More Elkanah ben Yisrael. You can also click on the House of Israel of Cincinnati and hear our Sabbath class broadcast live via Pal Talk. Just join Pal Talk and you'll be able to hear it for free. That's tomorrow on the Sabbath day, beginning in Atlanta at 11, in Cincinnati at 12. Listen to the words of Yahweh. And if you're in Atlanta's area, you can visit the House of Israel of Atlanta. Go on their website, houseofisraelatl.org. You receive their address. If you're in Jackson, Mississippi, you can go to the worldgatheringyisrael.org and get their address. Click on the icon for the House of Israel of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, and they'll take you to their website, which I believe is lawkeepers.org, and you'll be able to get their address, where they're located, and be able to praise Yahweh with them if you're in the Mrs. Jackson, Mississippi area. If you're in Jacksonville, Florida, go to the worldgatheringisrael.org, click on the Jacksonville, Florida House of Israel icon, and get the information to go and hear the words of Yah from Mori Yehoshua in Jacksonville, Florida. And if you're in Raleigh, North Carolina, or in the area, go to worldgatheringisrael.org and click on the icon for House of Israel of Raleigh, North Carolina, and receive the information so you can communicate with Mori Yeshaya ben Israel in the House of Israel of North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina. So all you need to do is go to that website, a one-stop shop to praise the Most High. Hallelujah. And also, make sure you stay tuned tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., for Mori Elisha's classic program. Program that opened up so many people's eyes to the truth of Yah. Entitled Truth or Traditions. Hosted by the late Mori Elisha Yisrael. It's a rebroadcast recording of his radio program. And we'll be playing a great show from him tomorrow at 8 a.m. And then you can also listen to Mori Elkanah ben Israel on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. with his show entitled The True Word. And there is also now a new program that will be coming on Blog Talk Radio and is going to be hosted by some beautiful sisters in Israel. And I'm going to get the correct name for you right now. I want to have the correct information for this show because it's going to be wonderful. And I encourage all the sisters in Israel and all the brothers also to check out the show and hear what the sisters have to say. This show is called Open Up Your Vision. Open Up Your Vision. Let Yahweh enlighten your mind. On blogtalkradio.com, call 347-826-7630 Sunday at 5:30 p.m. So right after Mori Elkanah's show, just call 347-826-7630. The sisters coming together to share the vision that Yah has gave them. Sisters everywhere, what is your vision? Do you have something to share with your sisters and your community? Call that show and hear what the great sisters have to say. Sisters on the Move, Virtuous Women Getting Busy. Every Sunday on Blog Talk Radio. Open Up Your Vision, 5:30 p.m. So call that number. The number is 347-826-7630. So you see, the House of Israel is attempting to glorify the Almighty Yah. And we have plenty more to come, plenty more to share. The word of Yahweh is here and is here to stay. And if you're a servant of Yah, grab on to his truth and never let it go. And so until next time, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the House of Israel. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Praise Yah, praise Yahweh Elohim, man. For his mercy endure forever and ever. Man. It's all about seeking his face, dig.
No doubt.
So I'ma seek his face. Listen,
listen.
Yeah. I won't be envious against the
of wicked, because I serve Yah. You can boast about your money while I boast about my Yah. Elohim is king, I'm forever bow down at his goodness. If Christ is the truth, then tell me why my people want to curse us. My people praying to the same God of they enemy. Just cause we don't hang on trees don't mean that they a friend of me. Walking in integrity, praying to my heavenly. If you wanna make it to the land, I got the recipe. Keep all the laws of Yahweh Elohim. If you ain't about this righteousness, you can't ride with my...